All right, we're going to go ahead and get started. We are now joined by today's race winner, Eric Almirola, driver of the number 20 Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. Eric, could you take us through those last few laps?
To be honest, it's kind of a blur. I know we had a crazy day. Pit gun broke on a pit stop, cost us a ton. I think we came out third, had to come back and fix it. And start 30th, drove our way back up into the top 10 and was really, really fast. And I just made a mental error and got in the fence and cut the right rear tire down. And because of that, just put ourselves behind again. So that last run, the caution was very, very lucky for us to catch the caution there when we had cycled back to the lead lap, come put our last set of tires on. And for it to go green the rest of the way was really key because we had no more tires. We were kind of a sitting duck. If the caution comes out with five laps to go, we're in trouble. So I knew when I got to third, when I got around the 21, I knew that if I could just hold pace for a little while, that they would come back to me because our car was so good on the long run all day. We had just an incredible car after 20, 25 laps on tires. So I just needed to hold pace, search around, figure out what I needed to do to not let them get too far away. And I knew that it would be close. I could see them on the same straightaway. Chandler was about a straightaway ahead of me in stage one, and I was able to run him down and get by him before the stage ended. So I knew that distance they were out the windshield was doable, as good as my car had been on the long run. So I just needed to be methodical. I couldn't overstep. I was running so close to the fence, I could not overstep by 1%, or else I would hit the fence and take myself out of contention. So just really, really focused on doing my job and hitting my marks. And it is so hard to be that precise when you're running right on the fence and you're lapping cars and they're taking the air off of you and you're catching the leaders and they start moving around and taking your air away. But I was able to search around, find some speed when Cole started running the wall really well, catching the 81. And I knew I was going to have to do something different. I wasn't going to be able to keep doing the same thing over and over if I wanted to get by them. So I was able to switch some things up and move around my line and was able to, find a little bit of speed that I needed to get by the 81 and the 00 right there at the end.
Awesome. We're going to go to questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand and we will get a wireless mic to you. We will start with Bob.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Custer wasn't the happiest with Chandler. I'm curious, I know your car is in the playoffs, but is part of you just watching that like, yeah, those are two playoff guys. They are going to race each other so hard.
Yeah.
You're going to have time to catch them.
Well, absolutely. And Chandler's, you guys don't realize how big winning at Kansas is because the next two races are kind of wild cards, right? Like you can go to Talladega and get wrecked out early in stage one and give up a ton of points to the guys you're racing around. And then the Roval is always chaotic. And the Roval's new. They got a whole new section from turn five onto the front straightaway. The front shut chicane is different. So that's a little bit of a wild card. And going to the Roval, you know that you're going to have to race AJ Allmendinger and SVG, right? So this race was really, really important. And so, of course, Chandler's going to do everything he can to keep Cole behind him. So, I understand both sides. I was catching them, and I knew that they were both racing really hard, and it was going to be an opportunity to pounce and to make something of it. But I was catching them so fast anyway. I was beating them 3 to 4 tenths a lap. I ran them down from a straightaway and was able to go to work and get by both of them. But yeah, I can see Cole's side, but how can anybody be mad at the race leader when he's trying to fend you off to win the race? And this is to win the first race of this round is so pivotal for these next 2 weeks.
We'll go to Todd and then Caleb.
Thanks. Todd Engel with the Associated Press. With your limited schedule this year, what does this, you know, the opportunity and the chance to win here today mean for you and what you want to accomplish going forward?
It's exactly what I set out to do when Coach called me. Coach called me and I really didn't have a plan. I was retiring and didn't really know what was next. Outside of doing some Race Hub shows for Fox, I had no plan. Prayed a lot about it and was willing to just put it in God's hands and wherever it, whatever happened, even if I needed to figure out a new path and in a new career, I was ready for that. And Coach called and I met with him at the Charlotte Roval, and we talked a lot about what this could look like. And it has been so gratifying. I mean, I truly believe it was an answered prayer for me and Janice and our family. And for me, to be able to continue to scratch the itch of driving race cars and competing at a high level, I absolutely love this. I mean, I did not want to walk away from exactly what I did today. Like that adrenaline rush of what I did today is irreplaceable. You cannot get that anywhere else. I love to mountain bike and do all sorts of other stuff, but there's no replacement for that drug, that adrenaline rush. And so the fact that Coach called, we met, and he gave me an opportunity to come back and finish where I started. And, I left, and it was not the best, right? Like, I left, I was kind of disgruntled. I got an opportunity from Mark Martin. I met with JD. I asked JD if I could leave, and JD said, I don't really want to let you leave. I still had another year on my contract with another option after that. And he said, but if that's what you want to do, I'm not going to hold you back. I'll let you leave. But I don't want you to. And I remember he gave me a big hug and he told me he loved me and he said, you'll be back. And I've never forgot that. And we stayed really close. We stayed friends. He always came and gave me a big bear hug on pit road. From that, even when I left Joe Gibbs Racing the very next year, he'd come find me and give me a big hug on pit road and always gave Janice a hug. And the Gibbs family's meant a lot to me. So for me, for all of this to come back full circle and for me to have the ability to thank them like this is the only way I know how, right? Like, what do you get? Coach Gibbs. he's got everything, right? So just to have the opportunity to do this for the Gibbs family and to be able to give back to them by sharing this car and doing what I'm doing, it's really rewarding and gratifying.
Go ahead, Caleb.
Caleb Vessel, SpeedwayDigest.com. Kind of bouncing off that, is it safe to say that this is the most fun that you've had behind the wheel?
I don't know. That's a hard question to answer. I always enjoyed driving race cars. And I mean, the part where you get in and strap in, that fun is always there. The part that's hard is the grind of the week in, week out. I mean, all of you guys know, you guys are here. A lot of you are here every week, right? So the grind. You get on an airplane on Thursday or Friday, you fly, you stay in a hotel, you're constantly on the go, and it happens whether you want it to or not, right? Next week's coming whether you want it to or not. And for me, this year, that's not the case, right? Like, I've had so much more time to be with my family. I've had so much more time to go and do stuff, go visit people that I want to visit, go and spend time with, family members that live in other parts of the country. And just this summer, we went for 2 weeks to go to different baseball parks. We went out to Park City, Utah, and went hiking. And I mean, we just have done so much stuff together as a family without feeling that burden of next week's coming. So that part's been fun, but I wouldn't say that it's more fun this year than I've had any other years. It's just the fact that there's the freedom, that weight on your shoulders is not there.
Any additional questions for Eric? All right. Oh, Bob.
You're doing Talladega. You're doing all the rest of them, right?
Yep.
Were you originally supposed to do Talladega, or did they have to convince you to do a speedway race?
So I originally didn't want to do Talladega, and it just made sense to go for an owner's championship, for me to be in the car every week when the playoffs started. So, you know, you couldn't predict that I was going to win Kansas, and then I don't have to be in the car now for Talladega. You just can't bank on that. So, so I'm running all of them, and you know, we'll go to Talladega. It's a place I've won at in the Xfinity Series before, and go and try and help my teammates, have a great day, and also try and put ourselves in position to get another 5 bonus points. Those are going to matter in the next round, for Vegas, Homestead, and Martinsville. So we've seen the finish at Martinsville be between 1-2 points of the cut line. So if you have an opportunity to go get another 5 bonus points, that's going to be important.
Tim Moore, Motorsports Today. Eric, I just have a question, because you keep on mentioning scratching that itch. If Joe Gibbs came to you and said down the road, I want you to race full-time next season, maybe would you reconsider that option? Or
that woman right there behind you would probably strangle me. Yeah, I don't think that's in the cards. Yeah, I'm really happy with where I'm at in life. Did I achieve all the things I wanted to achieve? No, but at the end of the day, there's so much more to life that, there's so many things that mean more than winning races and winning championships. And so I'm happy with where my life's at. I love my family, and taking my family back on the road, the grind of 38 weeks a year and constantly living out of a motorhome and suitcases and airplanes and all the stuff is, I don't feel like that's in my future. I'm happy to help if they need me to help, if they need me to fill in here and there, which, I've been signed up to do that this year, on a reserve basis. But yeah, I don't see any way for Janice or the kids to give me the green light on going back full-time racing.
Well, thank you, Eric, for joining us, and congratulations.